Welcome to the Aspire Neighborhood. Just remember, your frequency is your neighborhood. Our frequency, our energy is so important because it's directly related to your awareness. In fact, I got into meditation years ago. A guru suckered me into it and said, hey, I could teach you to meditate. Of course, as a financial guy, I'm like, I don't have time to meditate. Why would I meditate? I'm already rich. I don't have time for that kind of shit. And she said to me, she said, well, if I could teach you through meditation to vibrate faster, it'll elevate your awareness. You see, everything vibrates. The earth vibrates the slowest, and then plants, animals, humans, sound, then light, and then thought vibrates even faster. And I still rolled my eyes, by the way. Just so you know, when your kids roll your eyes at you, your employees roll their eyes at you, just say thank you. That's what I tell my kids, because they acknowledge what I say, and then they're just planting seeds under a tree that I may never sit under. Well, I certainly was planting a seed because she rocked my world with the final statement. She asked me a question. She said, do you know what vibrates the fastest? What elevates your awareness, which elevates you closest to God, to your source, your God? And of course, I rolled my eyes again and I said, no. And she said, the truth. The truth vibrates the fastest. Your potential vibrates the fastest. And you need to pursue your potential, not what other people want for you, what's missing, what social media wants for you, but what you want for you. And I can teach you to elevate a greater awareness through meditation. So she said, Dave, would you like to come to this workshop in India for 4 days? I'll teach you quantum healing and theta meditation. And of course, my response, probably like some of yours out there right now, was, no, I don't have enough time. And she said, oh, that's too bad, because I could teach you to be aware of when to buy or sell. What? Yeah, it is an awareness-based, frequency-based thing. I could teach you to be wealthy with meditation. Now, that interests me. And so when I tell people I was suckered into meditation, it was a difficult also way to convince my wife, because when I called her from India to say that I was staying an extra 4 days for a quantum healing theta meditation workshop, she asked me what her name was. I had a lot of trust back then, but over the last 18 years, I've earned that trust because I understand frequency and vibration relative to this world of abundance. You see, we are already in a world of I am. I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am worthy, I am happy. We just got to figure out what we're doing to interfere with it. And the two things that we need to do to figure that out is to figure out what we are paying attention to that's interfering with it, and what we're giving our intention to. What we say gets in the way of it. What we do gets in the way of it. What we think gets in the way of it. What we feel gets in the way of it. And what we believe gets in the way of this world of more than enough of everything with everyone. So we need to figure out first wisdom, which comes from other people, and faith, which comes from your God, your source. It is wisdom and faith that will shorten the distance of resistance that you're creating in your life today. If you're not where you want to be or better, it's because you're interfering with it, not that you're not capable of it, because I promise you, you are walking with the same capabilities that I am, because I'm protected, promoted, loved, and perfected by something bigger than me that loves me more than my mom. Something that's omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, that loves me more than my mom. And if people would have told me years ago, I talk about this stuff on stage, if you would have told me that Aspire would allow me to talk about not only the wisdom that they provide here with unbelievable expertise, but the faith of a supportive community, a neighborhood of people that are here to help one another and know people that help one another. And so there's 5 different practices that I want to talk to you today in our neighborhood that will help you get to where you want to be or better. Now, first, you have to understand the mathematical equation of luck. Anybody here lucky? Okay, everybody here is lucky. I guarantee it. If you want to be lucky, all you have to do is pay attention to what you want. Personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise. Pay attention to it every single day, and then align your intention each and every day, according to the circumstances of the day, with what am I going to do today aligned with my divine direction? What am I going to say today aligned with my divine direction? What am I going to think, believe, and feel as well? And now I'm just categorizing all day the behaviors and the response or reaction to fear. Is it aligned with where I want to be or better? Is it aligned with my divine direction? Not anybody else's, or is it interfering with it? See, there's a difference between discipline and devotion. I'm one of the most disciplined people, always have been, but just because you're disciplined doesn't mean you'll live in the world and more than enough, that you'll live in abundance. There's plenty of disciplined people. I coach so many people, and the first thing that I notice is, man, you're so disciplined. You're so busy working, you're forgetting to make money. Anybody ever feel that? You're so busy working, you forget to make money? You know, come the new year, by the way, people ask me, what do you, you know, do for the new year? You have a word of the year? Do you have any new goals, objectives? Not for me. I just do a quantitative analysis for milestones all year round. The new year is one of them. My birthday, which was the 11th, what is that, 2 days ago? I was in Dubai. So 2 days ago is my birthday. I thank you. I'm 85. I look pretty good. Well, actually, I'm 120 in travel years. It's catching up. But what am I doing quantitatively? All I'm doing is measuring my life with the constants of, one, how much time am I spending interfering with my potential? Is it less than it was January 11th of last year? And two, how much money have I saved? That's how simple my quantitative analysis is, but it's very quantitative in its nature. By the way, I skipped one thing. If mathematical equation to luck, what you pay attention to, what you give intention to, do, say, think, feel, and believe equals these coincidences, the coinciding of the universe. That's why we pay attention to what we want in our divine direction, and we're more than disciplined in our divine direction with what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. We're devotional. See, discipline's a subset of devotion. If you want to know the common denominator of Troy Aikman, Steve Young, and Warren Moon, three of my best clients, if you want to know the common denominator of Evander Holyfield, the billionaires, millionaires, and entrepreneurs that I coach, the successful ones, it's one thing, devotion. That's it. They have a desire that they must be what they can be. And I question, do you? Do you have that desire? Because that's all it's going to take for you to get to where you want to be or better. Because you will seek the wisdom from people around you today, and you will have the faith not to quit. Because I promise, when you come up with your well-developed plan, God will laugh at you on purpose. He'll laugh at you. What he'll do is he'll say, okay, you're sticking to your well-developed plan. You're disciplined or even maybe devotional, but I've been through this a long time. I lost over $100 million in 2008 and went bankrupt. I had to go to my mom's door, which was the only reason I wanted to be rich. I had a single mom who raised 6 kids, 5 boys, 1 girl in Akron, Ohio. She worked 2 jobs, one as a second grade teacher, packed my dinner in a paper bag with my siblings, drove us around Akron, Ohio after she taught all day, and filled up turnstiles at convenience stores just so we could eat. I also learned later on that my mom couldn't even get a credit card because back then in 1975, you needed a man to co-sign to get any credit. So not only was my mom my hero, but she helped to formulate my biggest problem right now in my life, which is I have 3 daughters and a wife spending the shit out of my credit cards. But I had to go up to my mom's door after losing everything. Because I didn't have a neighborhood like Aspire. I didn't have Andrew in my corner. I didn't have Eddie in my corner. I didn't have Kevin in my corner. I didn't have Gary in my corner at that time. I surrounded myself with the wrong people who were just telling me how great I was all the time. In fact, the only people that weren't telling me that I was great was my mom, my dad, my best friend, and my wife, who I completely alienated in my life and told all 4 of them at one time or another that I hated them. Well, walking up to my mom's door to tell her I had lost everything, including her home, the only reason I wanted to be rich. And I walked up to the door and I knocked on the door and I couldn't speak when she answered it. I just started to cry. She's like, oh my God, are you okay? Are the kids okay? Is Julie, my wife, okay? Yeah, yeah. What's the matter? I'm like, Mom, I lost everything. I lost your house. You need to move. And she smiled at me and she said, "Oh, are you okay? What can I do?" I'm like, no, I don't think you heard me, Mom. I lost your home. You need to move. I didn't take your name, my name off of your title. You need to move." She said, "Oh, no, I heard you. Do you need some money?" I'm in disbelief. I'm like, "Mom, why am I being punished?" And my mom smirked again. "Punished? Yeah, why is God punishing me? All I wanted to do was provide financial security to my family." She said, "God doesn't punish. He promotes you, he protects you, he loves you and perfects you with his omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source that he is. God would never punish you." I said, "Mom, I just have to tell you, the evidence here is contrary to what you're saying," which happens all the time. When I'm devotional in my divine direction, there's no evidence today. The evidence is contrary today. Well, this was a lot of contrary evidence. And I'm ashamed to tell you what I said next to my mom, which was, "Mom, I don't believe in God." Now, my mom's very religious. My mom looked at me and she just smiled. And she said, "Sweetheart, you believe in God. You just believe in the wrong God." That was 18 years ago. I lost everything. And with wisdom and faith and devotion, and surrounding myself with the right people and the right ideas, the people that are here today, some of you out there and some of them back there, not only do I know my definiteness of purpose, what I am here in a divine direction to do, but I know my who. And I challenge all of you today, whoever it is on stage, to find your who, because the fastest way to get to where you want to be or better is to find someone who is already there. Like Andrew, like Eddie, like Kevin, like Gary, whoever it is up here, and ask him for directions. Ask him for directions and then find someone that you can help and help them get to where they want to be. Because if you know your what, you'll stop living like most people on earth. Napoleon Hill calls them drifters. If you haven't read Think and Grow Rich or Outwitting the Devil, talked about the 98% of the people that live their lives like tubes. We're far enough outside of breakfast and lunch. How do you live your life like a tube? Food in, food out. That's your whole life. 98% of the world doesn't know their what, and they certainly don't know their who. They live in nothingness, complete nothingness. If you don't want to live in nothingness, then find today, find your what, and now you have possibilities in your life, a mathematical advantage. And if you find your who up here on stage or in this community, you will have a probability. And now it's just how. How am I going to use man-made constructive time, negotiable, non-negotiable, planned and unplanned, scheduled and free time? How am I going to use my time in alignment with what? My divine direction, with devotion. And if you know your how you're going to use your time, that probability becomes a perspective, another mathematical advantage. Know your what, know your who, and know your how, and now you can decide on what to do now and what to do next. There's one great thing about doing things now. Well, doing things now, 100% of the things you do now get done. And 100% of the things you do next get done too. But most people can't figure that out because they don't have a definiteness of purpose. They're floating and drifting through life. They're living like tubes, rolling a big boulder to the top of the hill like in Camus' The Stranger, all just to have it roll down in the morning to end up in the same place. Not learning the lessons of the day to increase incrementally the progress from that devotional behavior in the divine direction that they want to be in. One caveat of all statistics that you're going to hear up here today is, please remember my favorite statistic, besides 100% of the things you do now get done, which is 99% of all statistics are made up. If you know your what, it's a possibility. Your who, it's a probability. Your how, it's your perspective. But if you do it now, it's the antidote that is the biggest thing that stops most entrepreneurs and most people in the pursuit of their potential. It's procrastination and feeling overwhelmed. It is impossible to procrastinate or feel overwhelmed if you do it now. It takes care of the resistance that you're putting between you and your divine direction. It is your reality. And then to finish up, the fifth and final step or practice for the day, besides the what, the who, the how, and the now, is to have the wisdom and the faith to apply your why. Stop searching for what's already there. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with the abundance, the more than enough world for everybody of the omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing that you are part of at all times? I'm 58 years old right now. I have athletes traveling with me all the time, sleeping in the backseat of my car by 4 o'clock. I promise you, I'm not in as good a shape as they're in. They can outrun me, outlift me, outjump me, but they're interfering with the exact same amount of energy that we're all sharing. They ask me all the time, how do you have so much energy? I was in Dubai 2 days ago, California in the night, and here right now, and I'll be going home 10 p.m. this evening with this much energy because I just don't interfere with it, but for minutes and moments. I apply my why. I shorten the distance of resistance that we create with wisdom and faith by surrounding myself with the right people and the right ideas. I am here to be of service and value. My name, my mom named me David Meltzer. David means beloved. Meltzer means servant. I'm here to live up to the name my mom gave me. And I'm here to help all of you. So please reach out. Know your what, know your who, know your how. Thank you. Know your now and apply your why. And I promise you one thing. You will make a lot of money. You will help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. God bless all of you. Be happy.